Got a lot of work done. It was very competitive, a lot of energy. Got a lot of great film to teach off of, different situations that came up, a number of move the field type drills. So there was a lot of good work, and appreciate the players coming out here ready to go today. Yeah, I think we're just, you know, for cautionary reasons, just watching both those guys. It's nothing that's serious, but I think rest will help it. Yeah, that's a good question. We're going out there to practice against them, so we do have to be prepared for some of those things. Obviously, the tempo of their offense, things like that. But overall, we're still in an installation-type part of camp. So, for instance, tomorrow we'll come out, we'll install some more situations. They're off on Wednesday. Then Thursday will be a big situational-type practice. So we really, you know, we won't game plan, so to speak, for San Francisco. We'll just basically, hey, we'll have a call sheet. Those are the plays that we'll call in the game, and we'll go from there.
Obviously, you don't want anything to break out like you did in Richmond last year. Can you address that very
well? What happened in Richmond last year? Oh, Richmond, Virginia. I was like, that's a long time ago. Thanks for bringing it up, though. Appreciate it. Yeah, no, we don't ever want that. You know, Chip and I will talk to our teams. We've already spoken to each other about that. You know, if you fight, you're out of practice. So, no, we don't want that. We don't want that at all. No, we have not. No, it's been good. These guys are practicing like pros.
Bill, do you know how you'll handle the quarterback reps for the first game, whether it's Austin, like the first half, is Savage and Lee? Do you
know how they work out? Yeah, we'll you know, we have a pretty good idea of what we'll do there. Obviously, Brock will get a decent amount of snaps in the first half. You know, whether it's by quarter or by the amount of snaps or maybe the series, you have to kind of see how the game's going, trying to get him into a rhythm, which would be good. And then if you feel good about the amount of time he's played, then you take him out and then you go from there. So with Tom and Brandon. So we haven't exactly mapped that out, but we have a pretty good idea of how we want to approach that. Whedon? Yeah, those guys have put a lot of time in. Brandon has come a long way from when he first came here. I mean, it's not easy to jump in the middle of the season and learn the offense. So he's really doing a good job out here. Both those guys, Tom and Brandon, really spin the ball very well. They're very good passers of the football, very good. So, and they've learned the offense pretty well. No question. I mean, a tough spot. You know, and we've had a number of guys over the last 2 years be able to do that, to go in there and you know, because of injury or whatever, to have to go in there and lead us to victory. You know, we've had a few guys do that, and he did a really nice job of that last year. Dale was talking about Brandon Whedon, right? Yeah. Make sure I'm not answering Brandon Dunn at quarterback. Don't want to really see that. Dunny's done a really good job. He's come in here. He's a versatile guy. He can play the nose. He can play end. He helps us on kickoff return. He's a very good teammate. Really good pickup for us last year when he was on the Bears practice squad, and we were able to bring him in here. He's really our type of guy. Yeah.
We talked about your install. This is the third time you've been installed with a first-year guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there specific things you learned the first two times that have helped you with Brock in this one?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think the thing is the off-season program is such a big part of that, meaning, you know, right away, once he signs, you can send him the iPad. And I think the first 2 years, you know, we probably did that, but I think this year we were more exact about what we wanted him to look at, meaning like the basic information. Get the operation of our offense down first, how to call a play, the cadence, the formations, the motions. And he is really good at that. And with our offense, that is a big key. That's a big key. Obviously, you have to execute the play, but the whole operation of how we get the play call in, how we operate at the line of scrimmage is big, and he's been really good at that. So I credit that to how we've done a better job in the off-season program.